Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. So yesterday afternoon on the Jesse and Anna show, they were talking about how Jesse is perceived as a jerk by a lot of people. Not very nice.
Aww.
And everybody comes in and, you know, Anna's so sweet and Jesse's very standoffish and short with us. But somebody came to Jesse's defense yesterday in the form of our favorite Uber driver, Dustin, who calls into our show quite often. And this is what he left a message on the B105 app for Jesse to play Anna.
Hey, I just wanted to come to Jesse's defense here. I think Jesse is one of the best DJs at B105.
Thank you, Dustin.
And one of the friendliest ones I've met. If I have to rank them by the friendliest I've met at B105,
Dustin,
it would be Ashley.
Oh.
It would then be Dave.
Number two.
Then Jesse.
Three.
Then Stat.
Oh, four.
Then Grover.
Oh,
then
Dustin.
And Anna. Sorry, Anna.
Wow. So he threw Anna last, but Ashley, you were first.
Well, duh.
And I want to get to the bottom of this, though, because how did you come up with this ranking? Dustin, the Uber driver, joins us right now on the phone. Dustin, where did this ranking formulate? And tell us how.
Well, over the years, I've met some friendly B105 staff. And, you know, I ranked who I thought was the friendliest over the years.
So why was Ashley number one?
Well, Ashley's always got an outgoing, great personality every time I see her.
Thank you.
Dustin.
But don't we all?
I just want to throw out there, we have a lot of history, man.
Uh-oh,
we almost died together in a bull ring at the professional bull riders. He like won a seat in the middle of the arena and we were in there together, dude.
Oh, wait. So what? No, yeah. Wait. Hang on a second. So you guys were in the middle of a bull riding arena together?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, for the PBR tour.
And Dustin and I have just been to Arby's together. You have an emotional connection.
When you say you almost died, who wants to tell us? Is it Dustin or Stat?
It was probably Stat.
I guess to get to the arena or the ring, the little sitting area in the middle of the arena, we had to go all the way across all the dirt and into the arena where the bulls were. Well, I don't even know if you knew this, Dustin. The gate to the bulls was open when they had us cross the arena, and a bull could have just ran out at any moment. And it wasn't until we got to the other side, somebody was like, yeah, we probably should have shut the gate before we let you guys out.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I got to ask though. Okay, so you've met Stat, you have that experience. You've met me with Arby's. Where have you met Dave? Riverbend?
Arby's at, what is that? Up by his house there.
Okay.
Yeah, but we've met many, many times.
Many, many times, yeah.
And where have you met Jesse?
I've met Jesse at several events over the time.
And where have you met Anna?
I've met her. Where did I see her last? It was one of the Arby's one time. I swung out there real quick.
And I look like, you know, through our pictures that we all take, and I mean, Anna is friendly.
Yes.
And outgoing.
She's friendly.
And she
it's hard to rank you guys because, you know, as they're all friendly. But the most Anna's worked there less, and I've met her less. So, you know.
That's not fair.
No.
She's a sweetheart.
It's hard to rank you guys.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, do you think she was possibly put off by your soccer hooligan mullet and everything else that you got going for you? Because you are, when you come up, you know, you got the beard and the long hair, and she's like, oh boy, is this guy going to be sliding into my DMs later or what?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe ask her to go to a FC Cincinnati match with you.
No, we're not trying to set her up on a date or anything.
Not a date, just a hangout.
I think she's friendly. I mean, who do you think's more friendly, her or Jesse, Big Dave?
Well, I've known Jesse longer. I'm kind of in the thing with Dustin. I mean, Jesse.
But the more I know Jesse, what I'm saying is
the longer you know Jesse, the more comfortable he is around you. And that's the thing. So Jesse's, I've known him for, God, 20 years, it feels like. Now he's comfortable around me, but around new people sometimes he can be. But he's seen Dustin many times.
Yeah,
so
but
there
the thing is, not knowing Anna, she's still friendly. Like, not knowing Anna for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like she's a jerk or uncomfortable or standoffish.
Right. I'll say
I wasn't putting it that way. I was pretty much saying, you know, she's been at B105 less. I've gotten to know her less, so she's still at that bottom of the friendliness that I've met.
All right. Well, you're the one that put it out there, so now it's in the universe. So we just had to find out your reasoning here.
Thanks for putting me first.
Yeah. You're welcome, Ashley.
And I was glad to be a solid number two, just like the dad joke. Yeah, there we go. All right. Thank you very much, Dustin.
Thank you. You guys be safe.
8:19.
Wait, I just thought of something else.
Oh, boy.
What was that?
If we're like basing it on, how long they've known each other, mm-hmm. hasn't Dustin known me way less longer than he has known you guys? And I somehow passed you?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're a good person.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Takes one to know one.
I can tell you. I mean, have you got a biology textbook handy? I might be able to point out why. I don't know.
Oh, it's because she's hot.
Let's get a traffic check here.
What are you saying, Dave?
Denise Johnson, hey.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Listening on the B105 app right now, out on a walk in Alexandria, because we can hear you kind of going along there, Vanessa. Wanted to weigh in. What do you got?
Well, I just wanted to come to Anna's defense.
Yes.
Because when I went to the Taylor Swift concert in Cincinnati, and we went to the pre-activities, Anna and Jesse were there at the B105 booth. And I went up there to say hi. There was nobody else up there. Anna was as friendly can be. Jesse sat there looking ahead in front of him the whole time. Didn't say one word.
Oh,
my God.
Maybe he was hangry. We know he gets in those little ways.
Yeah.
Not making an excuse, though. Maybe, Anna is friendly.
I'm disappointed.
Or was he was intimidated by your awesomeness?
I doubt that.
But was he looking at a computer screen?
No.
Because I say sometimes when they're on location like that, Jesse's kind of running things back here at the station from that mobile thing there.
True.
No, he was just sitting there.
Yeah, Anna is friendly and outgoing and super nice. I couldn't believe she was at the bottom. But then again, Dustin reiterated in a message here. He said someone has to be at the bottom.
Okay, well. Yeah.
And I haven't met either one of you, but I've met Stabby and I met him on the merchandise sale on Thursday. He put me and my granddaughter and my daughter on the radio with him, and he was really friendly.
Oh, look at that. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, Vanessa, enjoy your walk. How far are you going for this morning?
5 miles.
Woo! Get it, girl.
And where are you at right now?
This is only my second lap, so all I got right.
a ways to go. Well, hang with us, okay?
Are you out at AJ Jolly?
No, Alexandria Community Park.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking to Scotty McCrary here in a couple of minutes, so hang out with us, all right?
I will. Thanks.
The Big Dave Show. Every morning I make this is the Big Dave Podcast.
What the heck is Statman doing?
Come on, can I keep it? I found it inside of our studio for like 3 days. I can find your keeper, so I ain't
huge.
I want to put this on our studio door.
Yeah, do not enter.
All right, well, let's ask everybody, what do you do with the lost sign? We have no idea where it came from. I think it fell off the back of a truck, like most of my TVs did. and what should we do with it?
B105, the Big Dave Show. That's yesterday. You can see that video on our B105 Facebook page. Also, our B105 Cincinnati YouTube channel. It's Statman all of a sudden just running across the street to something that had been sitting out there for a couple of days.
A
big, giant, do not enter sign. It was just leaning up against the retaining wall for SinFed across the street from us.
It was staring me down saying, come get me. It's save me.
It was great condition, too.
Yeah, it is. So you've got this sign, and it's in here with us this morning. Did you take the dead worm off of it, by the way?
I did, and I wiped it down because a lot of the comments after I posted the video said, it's that man's fingerprints all over that thing. It's a criminal act, and he's going to get arrested.
But we thought it might have fallen off a truck or something, and it's funny because a lot of people just walked by it for days, like just looking at it, whatever. But I mean, if you're walking, why would you want to carry it? But you think you figured out where it was now?
Possibly. Uh-huh. But I'm waiting for SinFed across the street to jump in and say, yeah, that's our sign.
Okay.
Oh, you think it was from their building?
Yeah, see the random pole?
I see the random pole.
That's where it was.
Yeah, SinFed across the street has like a drive through and it's like a one-way road. And there on the other side, there is a sign and a pole. And then there's just this lonesome random pole there.
You may be returning this.
It was windy really bad last week, and it could have just finally shaken it loose because it looks like the back of it was torn off.
Yeah, there's like rivets that they use to hang it with, and I think it just, you know,
So what are you going to do with it? It's on Facebook. There's so many. I mean, somebody says, keep it in your man cave statement or your man cave or a men's club only there. Debbie says that. Vicky says, my husband sure would keep it.
Yeah, there's some people that use them to cover their fire pits. They just put a sign and a rock on top of it to keep the water from getting in the front.
Oh, that's a great idea. So I was like,
well, that's cool. And then somebody by the name of Kayla Statt turned in.
I'm looking at it right now.
That's my wife. Answer is absolutely not. And then she posted a picture from our garage of all these signs I got.
Over the years, and I see one that has a kangaroo on it.
Please.
Are you in Australia?
Yes.
Outback. When the Outback closed in
Buttermilk Pike there.
On Buttermilk Pike, they had some signs, and I got one.
Got a couple stop signs, a no stop parking.
Dude, check out that Kid Rock sign I stole back in the day. I found after the concert. That's literally from like 96 or something like that.
That's pretty cool.
So Scott says, I'd say if you didn't post the video, no one would have known if you just took it home.
I think you're going to have to take it back to SinFed. It goes on that pole. It asked you.
My wife said no.
The Department of Transportation might be contacting you from Cincinnati or something. I mean, it's probably not theirs. It belongs to the city, I would imagine.
Well, they said that a lot of times the city will put like a little mark on it, like a stamp or a sticker or something, and it doesn't. So I think it's a privately owned sign.
Well, it's publicly owned by you.
Well, I tell you what,
finders keepers, man. It was on the side of the road.
If SinFed wants it back, they're gonna have to give us something in return. There's got to be a trade here.
I'm holding.
Well, it's right by an ATM.
They are a credit union. Yeah. I don't know.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
We were just talking about Statman's theft, I guess we call it, or just taking of the do not enter sign that had been propped up against the retaining wall. Our neighbors across the street, SinFed, for a couple of days. And we just kind of realized maybe it belongs to them, right, Stat?
We're thinking, but I think it belongs to me. I found it on the side of the road.
All right, Kim, you're saying otherwise because you work for the company that sells these signs to businesses?
And we make them and sell them. And when a business opens, they buy those signs for their lot.
And that's why it doesn't have a city stamp on it.
We say keep it because we're going to turn around and just sell them another one.
You're trying to sell them a new sign.
It's a business. They got to make money. They're like, oh, you lost your sign. Buy another one.
Kim wants a little commission on it, right?
That's right.
What is your company called?
I don't want to say right now.
Signs of all kinds? I didn't know this was a business.
I got the name of it is Here's Your Sign. That's what it is right there.
I work for a company. We do all kinds of stuff.
Okay, well, Kim, thanks for weighing in with us this morning.
Okay.
Lots of people reaching out through the B105 app.
Yeah, CT, he says he has so many signs that he's made a table out of them, a beer pong table from road signs.
Whoa.
Dude, I made a bike ramp off of one once before, but not beer pong.
When you rode up on it?
My bike.
Okay. No, I mean, what'd you jump over?
Oh, probably my brother. Tom was like, he was the guinea pig, my youngest brother.
It's in a pattern here. All right. I don't have them often, but I have a brilliant idea. If SinFed wants their sign back, because I imagine they are a little expensive, they're going to have to pony up some donations to our Canine Comfort Campaign.
Yes.
For the therapy dogs at Cincinnati Children's. Send us screenshots of them making gifts at B105.com and we might consider. Right?
Yeah. Hey, possession is like 11/10 of the law, right? Something like that.
I think you made up a new fraction there, but that's all right. Let's go.
Did you say 11/10?
Yes. Yeah.
It's mine. Oh my God.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
I think it's been well documented on the show when Ashley and I went to the ACMs last year in Texas, how we were going to fly back to Cincinnati in an Uber, and I left my phone in there.
My gosh, we're standing in line to go through, like, you know, whatever, security, and all of a sudden he starts doing that dance where you're like...
Tap, tap, tap.
Patting yourself down, and I wasn't in great shape at that point. I'm looking at him like, you gotta be kidding me. I forgot my phone!
Yeah, it's in the Uber.
Luckily, yeah. He acted pretty quick and got onto my Uber app, and he brought it back $100?
I said, I'll give you $100 to bring it back right now. And he did, and I got my phone. Well, the thing is that I only did that was because I had my backpack.
Here we go.
And I had to get ibuprofen out of my backpack for Ashley because she was so hungover.
Oh, it's not your fault.
And then, so I set my phone.
I could barely lift my head up, and now I'm troubleshooting where Big Dave's phone is.
I took my phone out of my lap and set it to the side so I could lift my backpack up and get in there. That's what it happened. But so Uber says the most commonly forgotten items. They just released a thing on here about what happened in 2023. You got cell phones on there, of course.
It's
got
to be number one.
Luggage, headphones, wallet, jewelry, tablets,
luggage,
laptops. Yeah, you might have a carry-on, you know.
Or if you put it in their trunk and you just get out and they drive away.
And you're like, oh, I forgot. And vapes are one of the more common items lost.
Oh, my
gosh.
I find those things everywhere.
Some of the strangest things they found left in Ubers in this. They have a list of 50, but these are some of the more interesting ones. A toupee. They find toupees. somebody found a hot sauce and a breathalyzer. I guess they were trying to fool the breathalyzer by drinking hot sauce, maybe.
I don't think that would work.
I don't think it would, but if you're drunk, it makes logical sense there. They had two containers filled with spiders.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have let that in the Uber.
Yeah, jar of oysters, a small rat skeleton.
No.
And this is where it starts getting weird. Are you ready?
It's
already.
Weird.
Yeah. A fake butt was left. I guess it was for a party or something. Paternity test.
Wow.
Now listen to this. A WWE championship belt. There was some wrestler in there and left
like
their
a
belt.
Legit one?
Walmart. In there. A live pet turtle. They left their turtle in there.
Turtle.
And this is the strangest one to me because I don't know how you would get this in an Uber and all the trouble it would take to put in there. It seems like you wouldn't forget it. The engine to a Jeep Liberty. How does that has to weigh like what 300 pounds at least?
It must have been an Uber truck or something.
I guess.
How much do you try to bribe the Uber with to bring that back? I forgot my engine. Can you turn around?
I think it's more than $100, baby.
That is pretty random.
749-B105. You ever left anything strange in an Uber? Can you best my cell phone? Right there. I don't think he can.
That you still blame me for. I mean, I can't believe I'm getting the blame on
you. I'm throwing you under the Uber. Oh, no.
This is the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we have Nathan from Fort Thomas, a father of three that works at DHL. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
And we understand that you're going to give us the setup to the dad joke, and your five-year-old son, Liam, is going to give us the punchline?
That's correct.
All right. All right. This will be fun. Let's do it.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
Because the pee is silent.
Because the P is silent. The old pterodactyl joke there. We love it. Liam, have a great day at school. And Nathan, thanks for raising him right.
No problem. Thank you.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This is the Big Dave Podcast. Who was right last night?
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
He was right last night. This morning we got Jane in here with us. How you doing, Jane?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Good. You've got a problem with somebody putting a ring on it. And we're not talking about your finger. We're talking about your husband, Ryan, here. And what in the world is going on there?
Yeah, so he leaves, you know, before me in the morning for work. And I come into the kitchen to, you know, make my coffee. And there are coffee rings all over our counter, our white countertop.
Oh.
A white quartz countertop, you know, and like that's like, it almost, you know, it stains instantly, right? So if you don't get it up, I feel like it dries there permanently. So I freak out, but of course it comes off, you know, I clean it, but it's, and it's not just like right by the coffee, you know, maker, the rings, it's like on other parts of our island. I'm like, what was he doing? Bringing the glass over to the island as well? Like, what are you doing?
He's getting ready for the Olympics this summer in Paris. That's all. He's just putting
all the rings.
I'm like,
from,
you
like,
know?
From like the bottom of the Yeti, I'm holding my coffee cup right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, real fast, you know what doesn't leave rings on the countertop?
What's that?
Diet Mountain Dew. Doesn't
it? Big Dave, yeah. Non-coffee drinker. Yeah.
I guess not, but I can't stand it because it's just like, you know, if it's by the coffee pot, I can almost maybe understand it, but it still frustrates me. But over on the island, like, how did it get, you know, like 6 feet away from the coffee maker? What are you doing?
Have you confronted him or, you know, left out maybe the Clorox wipes and suggested, why don't you wipe down the counter before you head out the door?
I literally talked to him about it. Probably every other day.
Oh, that's annoying.
Oh, man.
And he's not doing anything?
Yeah, what's his excuse?
I mean, I guess I should say, like, after I do say something to him the next day, it won't be as bad, but it's still there.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be like a half a ring versus a full ring, but it's still there.
I'll be honest with you. My wife and I used to have this problem all the time because I get up really, really early and I don't turn on all the lights. And I honestly didn't even realize I was doing it. Does he play blind or does he even realize he's doing it?
Well, she's pointed it out to him.
Yeah, I do. But he underplays it. He'll be like, oh, it's not that bad. You know, and then he'll like just quickly wipe the counter. I'm like, I already cleaned it. Like, why are you wiping it? I already cleaned the counter.
Dude, I was so bad. I would leave rings in the kitchen. And the first thing I do is make a cup of coffee. Then I go to the bathroom and I start shaving and do everything else. I got a lid on my coffee. Don't worry. And then I'd leave rings in the bathroom on the countertop, too.
I'm bad.
I couldn't get away
from it. There's rings here on the counter in the studio. Yeah.
But the alarming thing for Kayla to find was a ring on the toilet seat.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what is he doing there? Why is his coffee?
No,
I'm kidding.
I leave a ring around the tub. And yeah.
All right. So Ryan is just, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, it seems like.
No, I guess this is my permanent situation with him.
As permanent as those coffee rings on your counter.
All right.
Yes, exactly.
Well, make a closing argument here. Come on, Jane. Let's hear what you got to say before we go to the jury.
I mean, just, you know, maybe pay attention. Like, just clean up after yourself. Notice the rings on my white countertop, please.
All right, juror member number one, stat man.
Well, I feel for Ryan because he hasn't had his first coffee of the day. Your brain's not fully functioning yet. He can't be held completely responsible for his actions, right? He's not
It's his coffee cup.
I think it's great that you're cutting him a break, but yeah, Ryan, maybe put down a paper towel first, then pour your coffee. That's what I end up doing.
Mm. Yeah, I think if he was making an effort to fix the coffee mess, okay, like putting down the paper towel, but he's just ignoring her and expecting her to clean it up, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. So I'm on your team, Jane.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's a clean sweep today, I think. Stat, you kind of sided because you do it. But
yeah.
I mean, I do it too.
Yeah, but
I don't have anybody yell at me.
So the old Bible verse, let he who is without sin among us cast the first stone, is what we're saying today. Right?
Yeah, I suppose.
I threw a Bible verse at Ashley, and she was like, wait, what?
What?
No one said we were going to church today.
We're talking about rings and stones? Who's getting engaged?
You're living in glass houses.
I say, clean up, you slob. Come on, man. No. But let's see, B105 app users and also 749B105. Is there anyone here that sympathizes with Ryan and his slobbery there?
Or maybe have a solution for Ryan that he doesn't have to do this anymore.
Yeah, stop drinking coffee.
You're going to lose that. You're gonna lose that battle.
All right, best of luck, Jane. Let's see what they have to say, okay?
Thank you.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? We heard from Jane, who's got a problem with her husband, Ryan, who gets up before she does to go to work. Every morning, he leaves a big coffee ring on their white marble countertop there. She's talked to him about it. Just wipe it up. But every morning, she gets up two coffee rings all over the kitchen, and she's about had enough of it. We sided with Jane. It's a clean sweep over Ryan. So get your act together, man.
Come on, dude.
749-B105 and through the app, lots of opinions coming in. Monica from Williamsburg is a Team Jane, and why is that?
Well, I have a Keurig, and I use oversized mugs. So there's never any rings. I'm so confused by this situation.
Well, he has a spillage problem. You know, in the morning, you don't really have your coordination all together. Maybe he spills a little bit.
No. The bottom of my coffee cup, I don't know how, but it even like collects. And I can see one right now here in the studio. There's literally a ring from the bottom of my cup.
Well, I think it's when you take a drink, you see some rolls down it and you don't realize it maybe.
Oh my gosh, when you're drinking. Getting every sip of that.
It's got a drinking problem. Yeah. It's not all going in.
Thanks, Monica. Appreciate it. Ginger from Middletown says she's on neither team. Why is that?
Well, I do the same thing sometimes, and sometimes I'm running late. I don't clean it up. But I'll tell you, if she gets a magic eraser, it will come right off.
Magic eraser.
All right. Those are great, aren't they?
Yes. I love them.
Trinity from Amelia has a brilliant idea, she says. What's that?
I think that he should put a silicone cover on the bottom of the cup to prevent it from leaving the mark on the table.
Oh,
that sounds like extra work.
Where do they sell those?
Silicone?
Yeah, he has a Yeti, right?
Yeah,
you can buy them on Amazon and put them on the bottom of your cup, and it prevents it from, like, when it gets wet or anything, like it just leaks down into that.
Ashley just bought five of them.
The yeah, there's a bunch of colors and everything. Yeah, different designs. All right,
great idea, Trinity. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Jennifer from Alexandria has a solution, too. What's that?
Use coasters.
That's what Jimmy messaged in. Yeah. Buy them a coaster.
Clear coasters.
Yeah. Coasters. We don't need silicone covers on them. Just a coaster.
Correct.
Good old-fashioned know-how right there. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Well, there's some great good vibes this morning, and talk about rehabilitating yourself while you were in prison. You hear the horror stories of some guys go to prison and become better criminals. Well, this guy totally became a better person. Bernard McKinley was 16 years old when he was arrested for some very bad gang-related activity in Illinois. And at 19, he was sentenced to 100 years in prison.
Ooh.
And when he got in, he made a promise to himself while entering the Menard Correctional Center there in Illinois. He was going to better himself. And now at 39, he has. Now, go back to when he first went into prison. He saw the strain that the legal fees were having on his family. So he got his GED while he was in prison. And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. That wasn't enough. He started studying law so he could defend himself in court. Got so good at it that he went back before the court and successfully argued to have his sentence reduced from 100 to 25 years.
Holy cow.
He was released from prison this past December after serving 22 and a half years. Now, while in prison, he also got his bachelor's degree from Northwestern University's prison education program, took the LSATs, and was accepted into Northwestern's law school class of 2027.
Holy cow.
Wow.
That's insane.
That's incredible. That is determination.
It absolutely is. He is the first graduate of the Northwestern Prison Education Program to be accepted into their law school. he has goals too now, because obviously Bernard is very goal oriented. He says his goal is to attend and graduate law school and then start his own law firm.
I truly believe he will do so and yes. see success.
So never give up on people, because you never know what they can do. Went in jail at 19, and now he's going to come out and be a lawyer. I love it. Thank you, Bernard, for the good vibes this morning.
B105. I'm getting them good
vibes. It's 8:10. Sunshine 79 today. Strong storms with a cold front rolling in overnight, 62. And then the cold front does its job tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 65 right now. 52 here at B105. According to this B105 listener, Ashley is the nicest member of our air staff. And Anna is the least nicest. What? What is going on here? We will find out.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
It's a pleasure when we can talk to this guy whose smooth, deep voice makes me think I made the wrong career choice here, because he has got the baritone, the voice. Scotty McCrary, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Listen to it, man. It's silk. I'm doing good. Congratulations on all the success here.
Thank you. It's been a wild ride this last little bit.
Oh, yeah? You just lived a dream by going to the Masters. I know you're a huge golfer. What was it like?
Yeah, I'm a golf nut, so it was a blast. Anytime you get the chance to go out there, it's like, yes, I will be there in a heartbeat. We played a show that night that kind of allowed us to have tickets, and took my wife, and even she was just like, oh, my gosh, this is beautiful. So we had a good time.
So let me ask you, when you're at the Masters, and obviously it's on TV, and you're standing there, and all the guys tee off or whatever, I mean, what happens with the crowd? I mean, do you just all migrate, or are there certain sections already filled in, and then you go to another one, or how does that go?
Yeah, it's kind of a free-for-all. Everybody's going to different spots, and I remember being out there when Tiger was walking around, and now that was like a big migration. As soon as he hits the ball, just masses of thousands of people just following him around. So it's nothing like that.
And there's thousands of people following you around, you know, maybe just listening to your current single, Cabin a Solo. And now I just have to say, I heard the song, okay, and I liked it, but then one day I listened to it. You know what I mean? Between the difference of just like it's playing and then you listen to the words.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, whoa, that song is powerful. I absolutely love the play on the words. I would love to know, you know, how did you guys come up with that?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a lot of folks their first time. I was like, what the heck is Cabin a Solo even mean? But you got to listen to it for sure.
You have to listen to it. Yes.
Yeah, one of them songs. It was me and my buddies from Nashville. We went up to the mountains of Carolina, sat around the fireplace and wrote it. And it was came together real nice. Brent kind of came up with the first idea of Cabin a Solo, Solo in the Cab. And then we made the story from there. So, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's going to be another number one for Scotty McCrary.
No, fingers crossed. Your lips to God's ears.
All right. But, hey, coming up this Saturday night is a big night for you, my brother. And we're all very proud of you. You're going to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry.
Unbelievable for me, you know, just kid growing up loving country music. The Opry was always the pinnacle, you know, so just to be a part of that family, it still doesn't feel real, but it's definitely huge honor, and I'll try to, you know, carry the badge well.
Well, I think, you know, they probably were like, okay, we got Scotty McCrary going in. Let's find the guy in country music with a voice that's even deeper than his to induct him. Josh Turner is going to bring in. He must be a childhood hero of yours.
He is absolutely that. He is a hero, and now I get to call him a friend as well. And, you know, he was on vacation that weekend when I called him and said, hey, man, I'd love for you to do it. And he was like, wouldn't miss it. So just means the world that he's willing to be there that night.
Dude, I'd love to hear you, Josh Turner, and Trace Adkins have a conversation. It would be so deep and bassy.
You'd be like reaching for the treble on your radio. Can I turn the treble up here?
I'd sound like a soprano talking with those guys.
Well, Scotty McCrary, I mean, you got the Opry induction. You're going for number one. You got a brand new album coming out. I mean, everything's right in the Scotty McCrary world here.
We're having fun, man. I just appreciate y'all playing the music and letting the folks hear it. And we'll keep playing and chugging along, man. It's been a fun ride.
All right. Scotty McCrary, always a pleasure, brother. Cabin a Solo. Let's make it to number one. What do you say?
Hey, we're going to work for it. We'll see what happens, but fingers crossed.
Thank you, brother. You have a great one, and good luck Saturday night.
Hey, appreciate it, y'all. Great chatting with you.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
It's Ashley's DM of the day.
Yes.
And yesterday it was the guy wanting to know if your toes were white, painted white.
Yeah. And then I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. Somebody sent me a definition. It cannot be said on the radio.
Okay. Yeah. But the Urban, most of the things in the Urban Dictionary can't be said on the radio.
Facts.
But yeah. So yeah. He was a little disappointed that they weren't. But the anyway. Coral. All right. So what is today's DM of the day? Who slid in there today?
All right. So this guy sent me a message on Facebook Messenger. And says, no disrespect, but damn, with three N's.
Oh, but he didn't do the dayum, the D-A-Y-U-M?
No, there's no Y.
Okay.
And then he immediately sends a picture of himself.
And what does the picture look like?
He's like in a, I don't know, collared,
hold it around, let's see.
Collared shirt. But then he sends another picture of himself with him and a buddy. Oh, and they're shirtless.
Oh, that geez. Second pic, he's oiled up.
Yeah.
I'm like, and where's his chest hair? Wow.
He's he must be a swimmer. Yeah, he's pretty swole. I'll say that.
I don't react. He says, sorry, you're gorgeous though. And he sends a couple emojis. And then he says, hey, didn't mean to offend you because I'm not responding. And so now I respond. I said, all good. Like, fine.
Any response back?
So then he's put like 6-7 more messages. Those eyes and that smile. So what's your story, sexy? LOL, I'm so sorry. Good morning, beautiful. Did I do something? LOL. And then here it is. I've not responded. Okay, well, you want to make like $200 or $250, sexy? LOL. Shh.
Good gravy.
Wow.
What is wrong with... Oh.
What do I got to do for the 250 thing?
I don't know.
He wants you to be a sugar baby.
Or either that
or...
Oh,
no. Oh, God. I clicked on something.
Oh, my. What, I think it might involve oil. I mean...
But if it's a foot picture, we could send that for 250.
250, yeah.
That's the DM of the day. Keep them coming, fellas. Oh, we love them. Ashley does it.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Put a new member in every day around this time. And today it is Garrett Mason from Cincinnati. What's up, Garrett?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. So I see that you are a customer service coordinator for TQL, Total Quality Logistics.
Yep.
We went out to TQL a long time ago and did a Big Dave corporate takeover. Do you remember that?
I don't think I was here for that.
And I don't think I was either, Big Dave.
Yeah, it was long. When the show first started, and we brought out Glear's Geta and stuff, and they were passing out things, sliders. You missed out on something really cool there, Garrett.
Yeah.
Garrett, okay, so we want to know, obviously, who the heck is in this club. We've asked three interesting things about yourself. One, congratulations on your biggest fish of 58 pounds that you got.
Thank you.
And yeah, did you hear about that girl that caught one in Ohio?
Yeah, I actually knew her.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, did you really?
The Richmond girl.
Yeah, her dad painted our house.
Such a small world.
Her dad painted her house and she showed you up with the fish because hers was like twice the size of yours.
Yeah.
And two, you're double jointed in your pinky. I'm double jointed in my elbows so we can be weird together.
I'm double jointed in my ring finger.
Are you really?
Yeah.
And then... Lastly, you said, I can make all my knuckles and fingers crack at the same time.
Yep.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Come on. We're going to turn everything down in here. Let's hear it.
All right. I'm going to try. Hang on. It's probably not that loud, is it?
It sounds like Morse code, but I can hear it.
It's like a clicking.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
And now everybody's going to call and say, you know, that's bad for him to do. He shouldn't do that.
Well, he's weird enough to be in our club.
Yeah. I can do it on both hands. It's weird.
You say you love the dad joke of the day on
B105. Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
Well, you got one for us?
Did you hear about the big sale at the Lego store?
No, we did not hear about the big sale at the Lego store.
And people are lined up for blocks.
All right, that's enough. Garrett, welcome to the B105 Country Club, my brother. The next thing we got to do is get your favorite song on. What's it going to be?
At the end of the bar.
Chris Young and Mitchell Tenpenny there.
Yep.
That's a good one. Let's get it on for you, brother. Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.